Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Golden Frequency Radio, Episode 4, The Parasitic Construct. I am Beth Ann Carr, intuitive quantum healer and your host, here with my friend, teacher, and co-host, Eric Rains. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Eric is the alchemical engineer behind UnleashingNaturalHumanity.com and the Etheric Parasite and Implant Removal Protocol that we both utilize in sessions with our clients. More information about this work can be found at UnleashingNaturalHumanity.com as well as the Facebook page Unleashing Natural Humanity. I would like to extend a great big thank you to our audience, those listening live tonight and those listening later to the archived recording. Let's all take a moment together now to set our intention for tonight's show as being in alignment with the highest good for all, providing space for resonant information, validation, and support for anyone who has found their way to this broadcast. So let's begin this session, or this discussion, at the very beginning. Eric, what is the parasitic construct, and how did it come into being?
Okay, so pretty much the way a natural system is supposed to work is that we come into this 3D duality, and we have the light and the dark aspects that we have to find our way through. Source is all-knowing, all-compassionate, generous, benevolent, kind, and these are the traits that we're inherently drawn to, and we end up having the negative aspects, the lower vibrational emotions that we have to end up working through. It's stepping through the shadow and coming out the other side is, you know, finding the light in the darkness. And, you know, the greed, the jealousy, the hate, the anger, you know, things along those lines. That's what they're here to literally teach us who we are. And teach us who we are supposed to be and what we truly want to experience in this world. What happened was Source is all that is. Everything that has ever been created is all part of Source. I guess you could say, the Bible says in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word there was God. And it's a really good translation of what they didn't understand back then. It's the vibrational frequency of the universe that's holding all this energy in a crystallized form, and that's what we call 3D matter. There was actually something called prime anomaly that popped up outside of Source, and the first entities, the first positive entities that went to go investigate this, as soon as they came into contact with it, they were completely and totally shut off from Source. They became the exact opposite. And in a normal system, we have the light and the dark, and calling this the dark, it doesn't cut it. It's something that's new. It's something that never before happened. And when they were cut off from the source, suddenly they didn't have their connection. Like our souls are connected into source. We don't need more energy input into our souls. It's our bodies that need energy input. The soul is completely eternal. And they realized rather quickly that they needed a source of food. They needed a source of sustenance. And since everything that is of source or God or whatever you want to call it is benevolent, compassionate, they needed the opposite frequency. And the problem with that is that there are really no entities out there. There's no sentient beings out there who truly embody those types of emotions. And so what happened is they ended up having to infiltrate their way in and turn the source light, the gold light inside of everybody, dark. They had to pervert it, they had to deconstruct it, and they had to make it incredibly dark and evil. And so it's still an energy source, but the thing is that it now aligns with their frequency, and so they can eat it. David Wilcock, he calls it louche, and I guess this is something the insiders have known about for a long time, and I just recently put a name to this, maybe within a year or something like that. And it's pretty much all the negative frequency vibrations that we can experience. So when we sink into depression, when we experience jealousy, when we experience hate and anger that are completely and totally overbalanced to the point where there's nothing else but that emotion, that's the food that they eat. And so there's been multiple things that happened for a long time. I guess we aren't the first planet that this happened to. Like, I don't know for sure how to, you know, even go about describing what actually happened. You know, we're all here right now, and so we can access this information, but it's quite a bit in order to get to it through internally through the internal systems. But as far as I know, what happened in the past, and at least this past zodiac cycle, the past 26,000 years, it's probably a lot longer than that, but I know for sure it's this past zodiac cycle. But what happened is they ended up shutting our DNA down. So, like, when you hear about junk DNA, that other 98% that just doesn't make sense to the scientists, it's not junk DNA. It's been DNA that was disconnected. Because if you look at a way a DNA spiral looks, you just see that single helix pattern right there. And it's not just a single helix pattern. It's that one helix pattern repeated over and over and over again. And it kind of twists and bends back on itself. And it's like a big bowl of spaghetti. All those things end up touching in with each other in different places, and that's how they actually connect on the higher form like that, and those have been disconnected. And so we have the basic form, we have the basic, I guess you could say, physical matter construct that allows our soul to come into this place, into this body, but we don't have the higher dimensional understandings. We don't have those connections. Those have been shut down. And so if we don't have those higher dimensional understandings, we can't see the energetic construct or the energetic world around us in the way that our higher dimensional energy emotions actually affects the world around us and the reality around us in this holographic universe. And so if we can't see it, things can remain invisible if they operate on those frequencies. And so what happened is that they are completely and totally invisible to us in our shut-off state. And they infiltrate inside the actual body and the energetic body, the emotional body and the auric field and the plasma, everything that operates with our source consciousness, ourselves, you know, this physical body, they infiltrate it in, and it's everything that we can't see. And so if we were to say that the 3D reality is the number three, they operate in like a 3.1, a 3.2. It's close enough to that 3D aspect to interact with it physically, but just far enough outside of our perception so that we can't understand it. And so you end up having incredibly malevolent entities that end up putting artificially intelligent but organic energetic constructs directly inside the body. And this construct and the way all of this works, it's designed to find the darkness and spread it and make it bigger. And not just inside of you, but inside of people that you come into contact with or people who come into contact with you. So if there's people out there who have just an incredibly negative vibrational overtone to the way they look out on life, it can actually start infecting people, not just because you take on the views from those people, but you're actually getting infected energetically. And I mean, there's just multiple levels on it that we're going to get later in the show. But, you know, that's the basics of how it came into being and kind of what it is.
Really good information. So let's talk a little bit. You talked about the shutdown of our DNA. So let's talk a little bit about how can we activate this DNA that's been shut down.
Okay, so DNA is not just a physical thing. It is a multidimensional construct. And the way that we actually start activating this and really tuning into who we are is just by giving our bodies the attention. You know, you have to figure out how to talk to your body. The body does not operate in, you know, English or Chinese or Mandarin. You know, it doesn't operate in human language. It operates in thought forms. It operates in impulses, sensations. And we have to start learning how to translate. So, like, say for instance that you're listening to just a beautiful piece of music that really touches you and you feel those chills from head to toe. That's your body telling you this right here, pay attention. This is what we want. This is how we operate right here. It's this feeling, this intense emotion that you're getting, this feeling of just awe and gratitude, and it'll bring you to tears. You know, that's your body telling you, pay attention to this right here. And that's just one of the ways that it does it. It does it with negative things too. If you've ever been inside of like a room where there's just a really creepy vibe to it, you're just uncomfortable, your body's telling you there's energetic things going on, because the body's tapped into all kinds of things that we can't consciously tap into. And it's by bridging this gap right here. And the strongest way that I did that was just by knowing my body. The martial arts that I was doing, the yoga, the muscle testing, the qigong, all these things, what you're doing is you're putting sensations into your body and you're telling it, this is what I want you to do. And the body's like a dog with a treat on the end of its nose. It's waiting for that next command. It's always waiting, and it's not, you know, it's not ever not listening to you. So when you start putting things into it like, well, I'm worthless, I'm fat, I'm ugly, that's what the body's it takes it and it runs with it, and that says, okay, well, that's what we are, so that's what we're going to do. So when you start stretching your body out, when you start moving the blood around, when you start really starting to tell your body that you really truly love it, thank you for, you know, being who you are, you know, and allowing my soul to come in here in this meat suit and really experience a 3D reality, your body starts to respond in kind. And so when you start tapping into your body on that level, you can literally put those chilling sensations that, you know, the shivers, the goosebumps that run up and down your spine, you can activate those. You can hook it into thought forms or impulses or feelings along those lines, and your body will start to actually respond. It will start making those connections and putting them back together. Despite the fact that we're cut off, our DNA is highly, highly multidimensional, and just by putting that information in there, it starts making those reconnections.
I think it's really important to emphasize at this point that although this information can seem frightening, responding with fear is really exactly what disempowers mm-hmm. us within this parasitic construct. And the intention that we have in disseminating this information tonight is not to encourage people to be fearful, but rather it's encouraging each one of you listening to begin to recognize that it is your life force energy and creative power that is being co-opted and used to fuel this system, which means that you are the one with the power. And the power and the parasitic construct really relies on our lack of awareness and a fearful response when we do become aware. So knowing how we are influenced and the tools to remove that influence is really the starting point for taking our power back. So you and I both do parasite and implant removal sessions with clients, but aside from actually having a removal done, let's talk a little bit about some of the most important things that everyone can do to remain clear, basically. And I'd like to put out there that from my perspective, it's really interesting because you come from a disciplined martial arts perspective. And I think that you come from a place of really understanding the body and how the parasites sort of influence the body. And for me, it was really much more when I became aware of this and started to pay attention to myself and the influence of the parasitic construct in my own life, for me it was much more from an emotional perspective. Yeah. And what I've realized is that knowing yourself, really knowing yourself, is key to remaining clear, because the parasitic construct knows our unhealed traumas, our habits of trigger response, the parasitic programs that we're running. So we have to know them as well, because the parasites in effect, you know, will, this is where they target us. And you can in fact sort of know exactly where your unhealed traumas, habits of trigger response and programs are, because that's really where you will be targeted. So doing the inner work is absolutely the front line.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, just by knowing that alone, these things can teach you exactly what you need to work on. When you start becoming aware of these constructs and you start becoming aware of the influence on everybody, it's absolutely everyone on the planet. Nobody is safe from this. These things, I mean, for every 7.5, there's 7.5 billion people on the planet right now. But there's literally trillions of these entities here on this planet right now. Like, we are literally the last place that the shadow holds sway, that truly holds sway here. And there are trillions of them, and nobody is safe from this. Everybody is completely and totally inundated everywhere around it, and it's all about understanding how they will attack you, how they're going to find those trauma centers and then exacerbate them, how they're going to bring them about. And by stepping into that and recognizing, like, well, you know, we've got some work to do. We really have some work to do. This isn't something that can be ignored. You have to actually step into this and actively put something towards it. Because if you don't, you're just kind of a program, you know. You're reacting to what they want you to react to. You're spreading whatever emotion that they want you to spread out into the energetic construct around you, and that reverberates around you to everybody that comes into contact with you. And, you know, by knowing yourself, I mean, that's perfect. You know, you have to really understand who you truly want to be. I've got an article on my website called Building Resistance to Archonic Implantation. And the basics of that is I just tell people to really sit down and write out what the perfect you would be. You know, how would you react to past trauma? How would you react to future stimulation on that trauma? You know, things along those lines, like, who are you? You know, who do you want to be? And really write it out, and then put, you know, how you act and how you would be if you were that perfect person, and then line it up with how you actually react right now. And so what you're going to want to end up doing is keeping an observer inside your head. You know, just take a little piece of your consciousness and just set it aside that's completely and totally neutral. And it's doing nothing but watching how you interact with your emotions, watching how you interact with the thoughts, watching how you interact with the people and the places and the trauma around you. And by doing this, you actually kind of step into the role of being a neutral observer on the way that you act. And just by simply doing this, you actually start to gain an understanding of how the systems work inside of you. And so say, for instance, that you're driving down the road and somebody cuts you off. You immediately start flipping them the bird and you start, you know, cussing out the window and stuff like that. Don't try to head that off. Sit there and observe it. Note it, you know, really actually focus on what's happening and how you're feeling inside when you're doing this, that frustration, that anger, you know, and really focus on it and see how you got led to that point from just minding your own business, listening to your radio, to all of a sudden you're angry and you're yelling out the window. You know, don't try to head that stuff off. Really let it actually happen, because there's a lot of stuff in the New Age philosophy that says that you have to completely and totally focus on love and light. You know, love and light, that's it, that's it. What you're doing is you're stuffing down these emotions. And by stuffing these emotions down, you aren't fixing them, you aren't transmuting them, you're literally burying them under the surface, and they always come popping back up. There's nothing you can do about that unless you actually get to the core of it, figure out why you act that way. And so when you have this model, this blueprint of the perfect you, and it's already overlaid on the back of your head, and you're watching everything, the more you start to do this, the more you actually start to respond in kind to this blueprint. And you can't get to that blueprint unless you know who you are and who you want to be. And, you know, by really delving into this, finding out where your emotional triggers are, finding out the traumas from the past that you haven't healed, that you haven't forgiven, that you haven't let go, by doing all of this, you really start to step into the role of somebody who knows themselves. And that is the basis of staying clear of these things. Because when you don't react the way that they want you to, you don't give them food. And that's just the bottom line right there. If they don't have food, they start to wither away and die. They'll either jump ship and go to somebody else, or if they're so ingrained inside of your energy body that they can't get away from it, they will literally shrivel away and die. And, you know, it's not the easiest way to do it. It's a lot of internal work, but you come out so much stronger on the other side when you do stuff like this.
I'm fairly certain, actually, that you can't remain clear from parasitic influence until you really have an awareness, like you've been talking about. And one of the things that I really suggest to my clients around this is journaling around your triggers. Mm-hmm. Like you say, being the observer, simply witnessing the thought forms, emotions, feelings in the body before, during, and after a trigger situation. And jotting them down is really helpful, because when we're triggered, there's a bit of an insanity that happens. You know, you're in the moment. It's very easy later to forget the thoughts, the way the body feels, and the emotions. But if you're journaling around those triggers, it gives you an opportunity to reflect when you are clear and centered about how to go about the reprogramming of yourself to be less and less susceptible to the interference and the influence of the parasitic construct. And really, anything hierarchical, any hierarchical system is parasitic. So we can all sort of just look around us and see where these parasitic systems are: the financial system, the political systems, socioeconomic systems, anything that's divisive or encourages divisiveness. So extending that observational, non-judgmental, you know, you don't have to be judgmental, but just observing where the parasitic construct is showing up in the world and recognizing where you want to align. And so let's talk a little bit more about some, you know, really street level things that those who are listening that may not have, you know, a lot of understanding about the parasitic construct, what people can be doing, really street level, really simple things that they can be doing to assist themselves to become less and less susceptible. And I would say vibration, vibration, vibration. It's all about where you're vibrating. Basically, in every now moment, just taking stock of where you've aligned vibrationally. And let's talk a little bit, so along those lines, let's talk a little bit about the small percentage of people, for instance, who will have one removal session and then never need another removal, and versus those who seem to have a little bit of a back door open to the parasitic construct. Let's just talk a little bit about that.
So that's actually really simple. People who come to me for one removal and they feel amazing afterwards and they never have anything come back, they've already done the internal work. They've already been doing what we were just talking about. They've been diving into their traumas. They've been figuring out, you know, exactly how it triggers them. They've been forgiving themselves. They've been forgiving people. They've been forgiving situations and places. And, you know, it's a very simple thing to say, but it's a lot harder to do, especially when you've got stuff that's, you know, dogging you, that's constantly trying to bring this stuff back up and sink you up to your neck in that emotional resonance of being in that trauma. Because emotions are, you know, they're in the now. And so you might have had something that happened to you 30 years ago, but by thinking about it and going back into that trauma state, you can literally bring yourself back to an emotional resonance that happened just that day or yesterday, you know. And it's really, really simple. You know, you have to do the internal work. And a lot of people don't like hearing that because that means, well, I have to do the work. Well, yeah, you do. You have to heal yourself. You know, you can come to me all you want. And if you are constantly staying in your old patterns, if you're not trying to change anything and you're not trying to become better than you were the day before, you're going to keep on having stuff just popping in through the back door. Because every single time that we have like these negative emotions that we aren't consciously aware of, that we just act on. So let's just kind of break this down a little bit. So what we want is responsibility, the ability to respond. We don't want to react. Reaction is exactly what they want. It's a gut instinct, take flight, you know, immediately go off on whatever tangent that it is. And that's exactly what they want, because then we're operating on a program. What we want to be able to do is to sit and think and act afterwards. We don't want to immediately just fly off the handle. What we want to do, because, you know, sometimes there is justified anger. You know, if there's injustice going on, that is a reason to be angry, and you shouldn't hide from that. You should use that type of emotion to galvanize you to do something, to change things. And just the simple fact that, you know, we've got so much going on does not mean that our negative emotional side is not valid, because it truly is. And if we just try to stay away from it, not learn from it and not transmute it, what we're doing is becoming overbalanced. And overbalance always topples. And we end up with people who, you know, they are already doing the work and they can move on and never need another removal again. But then, like I was saying, the people who stay inside the old patterns and they never try to change anything afterwards, and they just go back to their life the way that it was before. They don't do the work. They don't do the emotional resonance work. They don't do the energy work. It's, you know, these emotions, these traumas, these things are literally back doors. They're fertile grounds for these parasites and entities to come sneaking their way back in. And that's exactly what happens.
Right. It's really key. That taking responsibility is absolutely key, because we are not victims mm-hmm. of the parasites unless we agree to be. I mean, there's lots of trickery that goes along with getting us to agree, insidious trickery, but ultimately it really is through agreeing to be victimized. And that is actually one of the back doors. I think sometimes people don't realize that it's very attractive. The idea of saying, you know, I'm having issues and I'm going to blame it on the parasites. I feel bad and I'm going to blame it on the parasites because I've been victimized. That's actually just a back door in.
Mm-hmm.
You're really, you know, as soon as you give in and identify as being victimized, if you give in to that, then you've agreed. You've basically agreed to be victimized, really. And so taking responsibility gives you an opportunity to take that power back.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's talk about a few other things. So being willing to be in the body and anchoring in a high vibrational alignment into the physical body is really huge. It's really helpful. Staying open in your heart. The characteristics of being open in your heart are, easily having compassion, feeling self-acceptance, having balanced emotions, feeling harmonious, intuition, self-mastery, wisdom. What's a few other things? Let's see. Blessing your food or transmuting your food, being aware vibrationally of, what it is that you're exposing your body to as far, you know, whether it's food or what sort of personal care products you're using, these sorts of things. These are just really basic and simple.
Yeah. We have to stay in the now. We came into these bodies from the other side, and a lot of us, especially people who are actually listening to this type of material, we came here specifically to break this system in half, and it can't be broken from the outside. We have to turn on the light inside. And so there's a lot of people who are just like, why would I ever agree to this? Why would I ever come here to do this on this awful, awful place? Well, you're here for a reason, you know, and by sitting there in that victim mentality, what you're doing is you're spreading the darkness. You're spreading non-awareness of why we came here. We didn't come here to be victims. We did not. We came here to turn on the light and to spread it as bright and as far as it can possibly go. And we really need to start honoring the body for that, because the body is absolutely amazing in what it can do. Every single one of us has the ability for literally superhuman powers when we start really diving into these things that we can do to awaken them. And by being in a victim state and saying, you know, why would we be here to do this? What you're doing is you're shutting it down. You're not allowing it to turn on. You're not activating the organic Tesla coil that's inside of each one of us. And we all have these energetic constructs. We all have these physical constructs that are capable of amazing, absolutely amazing things. And by not honoring the body, by not staying present with it, by not loving the body, what we're doing is not, it's not in alignment with what we came here for. We came here to break this system. We came here to shatter it from the inside out so that we can actually get hope from the outside, you know. And the whole reason why we haven't had, you know, light beings descending onto the planet and, you know, taking all this stuff out is because on the long-term scale, we agreed to this. We were tricked into it, yes. There's a lot of hidden clauses and stuff like that, but we did agree to this. And so the collective consciousness, by perpetuating is right now, and the way everything is just really backwards and completely wrong from the natural order, you know, it's there's a vast amount of the collective consciousness that is allowing this. And so the people who are waking up and recognizing this, the people who are waking up and recognizing this, we're only a tiny, tiny percentage right now, but we don't need very much. We only need to, you know, I think it's something along the lines of like 5% of people to actively open themselves up and start shining the light to really affect the change on this planet. And the more we do that, the faster it starts to move. And you're already seeing this. I mean, the world is waking up right now. We've got all kinds of things happening in the physical world that is, it's proving this. You know, the stranglehold that the elites have had over this planet, it's diminishing. I mean, people knew about this stuff for a while, but they were always considered crackpot conspiracy theorists. And, like, it's actually being proven. You know, these major banks are being taken into court for, you know, rigging world economies, rigging the gold and the silver prices, the oil prices. And it's amazing to see what's happening right now. And this is just the collective consciousness of a tiny, tiny percentage of people who are actually taking back their reality, who are staying inside the body and recognizing this.
Right, yeah. So, you know, the parasitic construct really does work like an AI computer. You know, it's got a lot of information. It knows all about what gets you riled up, and it's got contingency programs in place to adapt to our adaptions, basically. So really anything that we can do to be high vibrational and self-aware and take responsibility is going to help to disempower any of these parasitic systems. So taking stock of, especially from a physical perspective. So, for instance, you know, looking through your medicine cabinet and recognizing that, you know, pharmaceutical drugs are not necessarily the highest vibrational choice that you can make for your body when you're experiencing physical symptoms that you need relief for. There are many other holistic and supportive options, such as, you know, there's a gajillion herbal remedies out there. There's herbs, there's tinctures, there's essential oils. Eric, you've got quite a bit of background noise coming through your microphone there. So anything else along those lines? What are some of the things that you feel are really simple physical support for people who might be incredibly physically toxic? You know, these are people that might be using a lot of pharmaceutical medications. They might not be able or aware of the importance of eating organic foods. You know, they might be getting a lot of GMOs in their diet, drinking soda, you know, ingesting alcohol, pharmaceuticals. What are some things that people can be doing that are simple to make these physical changes that support these other ideas that we talked about?
Well, the food, the herbs, you know, things along those lines, keeping your body healthy, exercising and whatnot, those are definitely huge, huge cornerstones. But one of the most powerful things that I have actually noticed for myself is to activate the body's healing powers. And by Qigong, Qigong is one of the most amazing things that you can do. There's specific movements that you can do while you're running energy through your body, and it is absolutely amazing. Here, let me see if I could just describe one to actually really turn on the immune system. So what you're going to want to do is, like, place your hands in a prayer position about maybe 3 or 4 inches right in front of your chest. And then you're just going to turn your hands so that your fingers are facing in opposite directions and link your fingers together so that when you pull against your hands are completely and totally locked. And what you're going to want to do is you're going to pull as hard as you can apart, like try to push your elbows out to the side, and you're going to take a really deep breath in, and you're going to feel at the top of that breath that you're going to have like a compression right in the center of your chest. And what you're doing right there is you're literally squeezing out your thymus. You're squeezing out all your white blood cells, your T cells, everything that's produced right in that area. And those are on automatic regeneration. So if it's empty, it's going to fill back up. And what you're doing with each inhale that you're doing is literally shoving white blood cells, your immune system, out into your body. And so it's cleaning up the toxicity. It'll start cleaning up any type of sickness right away. That's one of the most powerful moves that I felt myself. Like if I start getting like a little sniffle or something like that, I do that and it's gone. It's immediately gone. I mean, there's not even a question about it. It's one of the most powerful things that I found out how to do. But the Qigong, by moving the energy through your body in very specific ways, you're literally turning on your body's immune system. And so you don't need these things. And it's only when you are attacked severely by like some highly, highly toxic types of substances that you need any type of herbal remedies or you need to really increase your intake of organic food or anything like that. Because, like you said earlier, blessing your food, you can actually bless even processed food, and it's still not the best for you, but it's not as bad. You can, because everything has water inside of it. Everything has a chemical, or not a chemical, but a molecular construct. And so by blessing it, by turning your food into gold light on your plate before you eat it, you're literally taking away that negative punch. And don't get me wrong, it's always better to eat organic. It's always better to eat holistically. But if you don't have that option, which many of us don't, you know, that is one of the best ways to actually circumvent around that, you know. And it all comes down to the energy. It's what you put inside your body energetically. That's what matters, you know, because we are an energetic construct. It all looks physical. It all looks solid, but it's not. You go down into the molecular construct, and it's completely and totally empty. I mean, it's 99.99% empty. It's hollow, and it should not be able to exist. I should be able to run right through the wall, you know, but it's only the opposition of energetic forces inside those molecules that actually keeps me from doing that, and all I end up with is a nasty bump on my forehead for even trying, you know. But it's all hollow, and it all comes down to the energy. What you put inside your body, that's what matters. And so if you transmute that energy before you put it into your body, and you can do this with anything you put into your body. If you're on pharmaceuticals and you have to be taking these because otherwise your body's going to fail because you haven't activated these systems, you can transmute your pharmaceuticals into light. You can transmute your food, your water, your air, anything that you put inside your body, you can transmute the light before you even do it. But I highly, highly recommend people look into Qigong, especially Shaolin Qigong. Shaolin Qigong is some of the most powerful energetic movements that I have ever found, and they're very simple. Anybody can do these things. It's just, it takes a bit of effort, it takes a bit of focus with concentrating your breathing with the movement. But you know, it's just like anything, the more you practice at it, the stronger you get at it, until it's all natural. It's completely and totally, and you can even just be walking down the street, you know, breathing energy through your body with, it's a simple thing. You just have to practice at it.
And I think the body remembers. It's my experience with that kind of energy movement that the body really understands Qigong.
Mm-hmm.
It picks so easily. And water really is incredibly easily programmed, everyone. So make sure that you're programming the water that you drink, your bath water, your shower water. It's incredibly susceptible to programming. So when you use your own intention to program water, or really any fluids before you drink them, because they contain water, scientific studies have shown that it absolutely changes the molecular structure of the water itself. So before we start taking callers, we did have a couple of questions from our Unleashing Natural Humanity group. So I've got just a couple of those. Joey is wondering if there are certain frequencies, music, or sounds that would make entities, parasites, or implants voluntarily leave your etheric body.
This is a really good question. It came up a while ago in the group about Tibetan healing bowls and gongs and stuff like that, and how they actually draw in entities. And I thought it was completely asinine when I heard about it. Those frequencies always made me feel so uplifted and so light that I thought it was impossible for something like that to happen. And I actually went to a big spiritual church in the area that, not like a Christian church, but like an actual, it was a positive living spiritual center. And they open everything by hitting a gong 3 times. And it was the most interesting thing because I was sitting there feeling this resonance going through me. And all of a sudden there were like 3 or 4 entities that showed up. So I don't think it's that, they actually drew them in. It was more along the lines of too many people were lifting their resonance through that, and so they were coming and trying to shut it down. But I really don't know. I haven't been into any type of sound or any type of frequency or anything that actually pushes these things out. I know there's things that make the body feel so much better, like anything in 432 megahertz. It's so much cleaner of a sound. It's so much more uplifting, and it makes the body feel good. So I think when you start making the body feel good and you stop dwelling in how much, you know, is going wrong and how dark the emotions are, and you start doing things that make the body feel good, it's easier to get rid of them. I honestly don't know of anything that can totally get them gone from people, because I've seen people operating Tibetan bowls who had entities inside of them. So, I mean, you know, it's one of those things that I think it's more along the lines of the will to get rid of them. So if you attribute that sound to something that will get rid of them, you're putting your intention into it. So by allowing that vibration into you, making them leave, if, you know, that kind of makes sense. So, I mean, I guess it could, but it's all about the intention, what you're setting it up for. And you'd have to almost go into that type of a thing like a ceremony, not just something that you're just offhandedly listening to. It'd have to be something that you sit down and close your eyes and really feel the resonance of everything going on inside of you and how it's lifting your vibration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I find that I agree with you that I don't think that there's necessarily, you know, sound or music that would make a parasite voluntarily leave. But I do find that toning is a really fabulous tool for assisting to shift vibration. That's something that I personally use quite frequently. Sometimes, you know, especially if you're really struggling, just going to something that's very physical and very easy to do, such as toning, can assist you just to sort of get centered and prepared, basically. And I also include my interpretation of the sound vibration of source energy, as well as the light and color, when I'm using the golden source energy. So to me, source energy does have a sound vibration. And in addition to that, I like to, 432 or 528 hertz music can be also a helpful tool. But like you say, it's really much more about the intention behind it. Really, really great question, Joey. We have another question here from, I believe it's pronounced Jen. I'm sorry if I've mispronounced that. And her question is, were implants always around, or are they recent? Entities have always been here. There's plenty of evidence. Or she's saying, or does she have that wrong as well? And is the purpose of implants to control people or suck energy or both or make them sick or easier to manage? So we've kind of answered the last half of that question. But so the question is, have they always been around, or are they fairly recent?
Well, I know that the government was trying to emulate the etheric parasite construct, and that's why you had all the stories about people being abducted and finding, like, metal implants and stuff like that inside their bodies. They were trying to recreate what was going on, so they ended up not using those anymore in the 80s, so I'm assuming that they figured out how it worked, and so they started using their own. I don't think they worked as good as the stuff that was already there. So the whole implant thing, what has come to me is that they actually came from a planet that invented these on the energetic scale to be something that increased your vibrations, make you much more positive, and to make it easier to harness abilities. And so they were completely and totally positive in nature. And when that planet was taken over, they were ended up being co-opted and turned to a negative resonance. And I mean, it's not like they were always there, but for all intents and purposes here on this planet, they've been here much longer than recorded history. Entities, they've been here much longer than recorded history as well. This has been an ongoing thing that's literally millions of years old. So I mean, it's not like they've always been here, but they've been here long enough so that it really doesn't matter in the long scale.
Right. So just to put notice out to our listening audience, we are welcoming people to call in with questions at this time. And so we'll just keep chatting until we get someone to call in. Something that you just said, I think that you may have just mentioned something about positive implants. So maybe we could talk a little bit about that for people as well, for the listening audience.
Okay, so
implants.
Well, when I do my work, I always give them a chance to convert to the light, or they have to end up going back to source for restructure, because if you just kind of brush these things off, they're going to end up gaining their sense back, and they're going to either pop directly back into whoever you're working on, or you, or somebody in the vicinity. So you always want to send them to source, and the only other option that they have is to convert to the light. I've had actually a few that when I converted them, they offered to stay with me. And it's really interesting when they convert, because you've got them all trapped inside your golden orb, and then you kind of give them the resonance of it, and you say, this is what it is. You know, look at how powerful each one of us are. Why are you stealing this from us when you can just become this and you can have this too, you know? And they turn directly into that resonance. And the coolest thing, because all of a sudden you can't hold on to them anymore. It's like trying to hold on to water with water, you know, it just doesn't work. And so all of a sudden, and it's really an emotional experience to hear these things and feel these things just overcome with guilt, overcome with just absolute horror at what they have been doing and wanting to do anything to rectify it. And, you know, these are some of the best warriors that we've got on our side. They know the system inside and out. They can literally be constructed from the inside and out. And so I always give everything an opportunity to return to light. But I've actually had one that, how do I even explain this, how it integrated? So I have a sword that I can use. It's always buried in my forearm, and I flex the energy out, and it comes popping out. It's like almost like a lightsaber-ish type of a thing, and I can slice things apart, or I can pop holes into it so that I can break through barriers and stuff like that. And this thing, when I converted it, it was inside of me, and it was inside of the energy flow going down in through my arm. And so it was completely and totally blocking everything off and not allowing the flow to actually happen. And so when I converted this, and I felt everything that was going on, and I told it, look, you know, just do what you've been doing, just for the opposite, you know, find the light and make it brighter. And it offered to stay with me. And so it integrated in. It was like a binding of a crystalline structure. That's the only way I know how to explain it. And with the meridians going down in through my arm, it coated them, and it increased the flow. Like, it magnified it like 100 times, like 100-fold. And so when I flex the energy and I pop it out through my hand, like, this is the construct that's in there still. And so, you know, I had like all kinds of crazy things that were happening that integrated with my body that I've been, you know, allowing to integrate from the light back into me to, you know, continue doing the work, but just for the light. And, you know, there's multiple things of these. I've ran into people who have just incredibly bright spinning constructs that like run up their spine, that keep their spine free from implantation. People who have like spinning orbs inside of their head that keeps their head free from implantation. These are all positive implants. These are the things that they were originally designed for to begin with. And when they were co-opted and turned to the negative, you know, that's kind of what happened. That's where all the basic construct came from. It was things that were supposed to keep our minds focused, centered, and clear, and able to use our third eye constructs incredibly quickly, easily, and rapidly. And they were turned in to do the opposite. You know, we've got things that block off the flow to the heart and, you know, block off the flow of the energy down into the arms, into the energetic points in the hands. And those were designed initially to keep everything wide open, to allow that flow of energy to be so strong that we just couldn't do that with our natural selves. You know, it's all about when you do the work and you start getting to this point where you can move energy around inside your body. This was just that extra little oomph. This was like, you know, you've got somebody who is an amazing martial artist or something like that, but then you hand him like a sword or something like that, you know, all of a sudden he's much more easier to defend himself. And, you know, it's along those lines. It's not something that you would need inside of you per se, but it's that extra little oomph. It's you know, instead of climbing a rock face with your bare hands, it's climbing gear, that kind of a thing.
It's my impression that sometimes these positive implants that we find within people have been created either by the person themselves, you know, a higher dimensional level of their own consciousness, or perhaps something that they came in with that is simply being activated at the time at which they can make use of it. Does that resonate with you?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. We can make these. Like the thought forms, the constructs are already in our reality, and we can make them. We can literally apply them to ourselves. And a lot of people actually come in with things like you were just talking about. It's just that they haven't reached an emotional or a vibrational resonance to the point to where they can integrate it yet. And it's, you know, some of those are the most powerful constructs I've ever seen in my life. Like, I've seen a couple people with wings. Like, as soon as we got done with the work, all of a sudden I saw this, you know, beautiful crystalline overlay take over their back and just shoot out these jets of energy around them that encapsulated them in just the most powerful, strongest aura that I've ever seen. And they're like, I feel like I have wings. And, well, you kind of do, you know.
Yeah, and the positive implants are really a lot like the negative implants, in as much that they can look like or be utilized for just about anything. I mean, you know, we really do, and I think people need to understand that there are implants that we find in, you know, an implant being a piece of parasitic technology, basically. And there are implants that we find within people that we see really commonly among many people, but quite often individuals will have very specific, custom-designed negative implants. And in the same way, people will have very specific, very individual, custom-designed positive implants. So for instance, for myself, I have a positive implant in my throat that assists me in the work that I do, because a lot of the work that I'm doing is through verbal communication. And I would say, I'm not sure exactly when that came online, but it definitely was something that sort of seemed to appear one day. And it's my belief that it sort of activated right at the time at which I was prepared to understand it and use it, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you talked a little bit about converting parasites, which brings me to something just sort of conversationally interesting. We don't have any call-ins yet, so we can just chat until somebody would like to call in. But another thing that I've noticed fairly recently during removals is that, especially when we're talking about sort of low-level feeder parasites, it's my experience that some of these are coming in, and I noticed this especially with myself, that these low-level parasites will come into our energy field actually seeking to be given
be
the
converted.
Option
mm-hmm.
to be converted. And this is something that I, you know, it's fairly new. I mean, I wouldn't, you know, it kind of seems to come and go, but I would say that I'm seeing it more often. And what would you say that you think that this is a result of?
They know their system's ending. Their whole system is fear. Like, it's as above, so below. You look at our systems on this planet and how everything is completely and totally fear-based, you know. We're terrified of the next war, the next disaster, the next volcano. You know, we're terrified of not having the muscle, you know. It's all based on fear. It's really, honestly, nothing compared to what their entire system is. Just, they are terrified, absolutely terrified. And it's all about being discovered and recognizing that their food source is not here anymore. And it literally means their end. And this is their way of life, and the way their way of life has been for eons. You know, we can't really put a time limit on it, because time is, you know, it's a construct that we've been locked into here. But they've been in the now, in this now, for a long time, and they see their now ending. And a lot of them recognize that they're here siphoning this energy off of us. And they see people like you and me who can actually allow them to convert, you know. And anybody can do this. You just have to know how. It's really simple. You just pull them out, and you've got them trapped inside your golden orb. You give them the option. It's like, look, there's the central sun. There's, you know, solar consciousness there. I'm going to send you to that. Or you can convert to this resonance that I'm trapped in. You can feel them. It's like a transmutation from the outside to the inside, and all of a sudden there's nothing there that you can hold on to. It's completely and totally light. They recognize that we can do this. And so a lot of them want to stop. A lot of them are so terrified of this. Like, I mean, you think about somebody who's terrified of heights and walk on one of those ledges over in China, it'd be like their nightmare, you know? And that first step onto that is just something that easily locks them. Nothing compared to what these things are experiencing. Like, their entire system is nothing but terror. And I just put it on top of us because that's what they know, you know? That's the brain, the energetic body, the everything that they've been trying to instill in us and tell us is human nature. That's what they are. That's the core of what they are. And they don't have anything else. You know, they don't have any of these positive. They don't have the love. They don't have the benevolence. They don't have any of that. And so they've never even experienced it before, you know. And so they want to. So many of them want to. It's just that they can't bring themselves to that step. But the ones that do come into my field. And it's really simple to notice things when they start popping in my field now, just because I've been doing this for a while and I'm aware of it. It's you know, it's like watching, you know, a bird poop on me. I recognize immediately that a bird just pooped on me, you know, and that's kind
right.
of the sensation that I feel is all of a sudden there's something dark invading my auric field. And so I immediately wrap it up and I give it the option to, you know, central sun or, you know, convert. I mean, it's literally immediately, you know, so they do, they come in looking for that type of release. They want out just as much as we do, if not more, mm-hmm. you know?
I mean, I've actually been brought to tears through interacting mm-hmm. with parasites that were so, I mean, you know, I've had moments of such intense compassion
mm-hmm.
for these beings that are so disconnected from source, and had, you know, the feeling of relief when they convert, it's really immense. I mean, it's actually incredibly beautiful work, really, because...
It is.
When we're doing this work, it really is for the highest. It's for the highest good of all, including the parasites. Because if we get right down to the basics of it, fundamentally, these beings are our brothers and sisters to some extent, right? I mean, we're all down to the fundamentals of ourselves, aspects of the all that is, aspects of source. And these beings that that have found themselves disconnected from source for whatever reason, you know, it's ideally, I mean, I guess the end result is that all beings are source connected. I mean, isn't that really what we're moving towards?
Well, eventually, these things are out by the source. That's why they're doing it now. But that means that we have the ability to be our source. And it's just a simple decision. It's just like when you're in the midst of the dark night of the soul, when you're down in the depths of the rock bottom and you're on that wall, you know, it's just, I don't want to feel this way anymore, and I'm going to stop. You know, that's all it is. That's all they need is that decision to, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to feel love. I want to feel compassion. I want to feel good. I don't want to be terrified. I don't want to...
Hey, Eric, we've got quite mm-hmm. a bit of interference in your audio. You're kind of cutting in and out. I'm not sure if it's like a Wi-Fi link or I'm not sure exactly what it is, but you're just kind of cutting in and out. I'm not sure if there's anything that we can do.
I've got a strong Wi-Fi connection.
Let's see, that
do
sounds,
I sound better?
That sounds good. Yeah, that sounds a bit better. Yeah, sorry to cut you off there.
That's fine. Thank you.
Oh, well, it's still
LG
cutting out a bit. I'm still having trouble hearing you, unfortunately. I'm not sure exactly what's going on.
That's really interesting.
Oh, well, maybe a little bit of interference, but we will roll with it. I would like to take a moment to invite the audience once again to call in if you... have a question for Eric or I in the context of parasitic construct, parasite removal, or anything related to that. I can hear you okay, but you do still sound like you're just sort of cutting in and out. It sounds like how do I describe? Probably just sort of like a weak phone connection, sort of cutting in and out. But it only just started pretty recently. You were fine for most of the beginning of the show.
Let's see. Go ahead and talk, and let's see how it is.
Okay. The guest call number, by the way, is 619-924-9805. That's 619-924-9805. Can you hear me?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for broadcasting that call-in number. We've got about 30 minutes left in the show, and I've gone through all of my notes. Is there anything else that you'd like to talk about, Eric?
Well, we can start going through the actual constructs themselves and what they do, how you can find them, the essence of them, so on and so forth.
Yeah, let's do that. Can we try something potentially having you just calling in on the regular phone to see if that improves your audio connection?
Yeah, definitely. Hold on.
So for those listening, we're just going to try to get a little bit better audio for Eric here. It sounds like he's having some audio interference. And once again, we are taking callers with questions this evening. The show is about the parasitic construct. So any questions regarding parasitic beings, their technology, what we can do to remove ourselves from that parasitic construct. And we're just going to, it looks like we do have a caller, and I'm just going to wait to take your call until we get a little bit better of an audio connection with Eric here. And so, let's see here. There we go.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, perfect. That's much better sound. Perfect. Lovely.
Yeah,
thank you for
really
calling in.
Thing. I have no clue what was going on. I could hear it through the phone, but I hear none of those noises here on this side.
Well, it's definitely been sorted out because you sound clear as a bell. So that is perfect.
Good stuff.
And thank you for that. Okay, so what is it that I just missed what it was that you were saying just before we fixed that audio problem. If you'd like to repeat that.
Yeah, what we can go over is the actual parasite construct, what the symptoms are, what you can do to find them, what they do, so on and so forth.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Yes, let's talk about some of the symptoms of parasitic interference. That's perfect.
Okay, so the most common one that everybody knows about is the monkey mind, the racing thoughts that are, constantly jumping from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. It's always going. There's no silence whatsoever. Even when you try to close your eyes and deep breathe and tell your mind to be quiet, there's always something that comes popping up. Those right there are in the gallbladder meridian. The gallbladder meridian starts right on the outside corner of the eyes, and then it ends up going through the head, down the neck, down through the organ, where the organ would be on the mirror side of the body, all the way down into the legs, into the feet. Those right there, it's really, really simple to know if you have one of those just by going into silence. And if you're in silence for, 10 seconds and you've got five different things that popped up in your head, you've got something there. That's most often accompanied physically with a headache or pressure or any types of pain inside the temples and stuff like that. And the way to get rid of those is you just coat your hand in golden energy and you reach in and you push out from your head at the same time that you're pulling with your hand. And you can just pull this out, stretch it out, and just pull it out of your head. And you'll know that you have it because it'll be complete and total silence inside your head. You won't have any type of noise unless you directly think it. And so that's the most common one that people run into, that they actually can recognize and see results directly when they're working on themselves. The other really common one is in the solar plexus. And this one, it physically will be like a sharp, hot pain in the gut or like a hot flash of energy. And that comes in when you have severe feelings of self-doubt or unworthiness or body image issues, self-esteem issues, confidence issues, things along those lines. And it's pretty much the same type of a process. But what you want to do is you want to turn on the light inside your body, and you want to end up wrapping it around where you can't feel the energy flowing and start pushing it out through the front of your body at the same time that you've got your hand wrapped in gold light, and pull that out from between the ribs and the solar plexus construct right there, and just yank it out of your body and put it in a gold orb. And if you still feel like there's something there, just keep going back and pushing and pulling it out at the same time until you end up popping that thing out. You know, there's multiple different kinds. I find one that blocks the pineal gland, and the way that you would recognize that that's not working is you will either get really nasty images when you try to remote view or use your third eye to astral project, or you just won't get anything at all. You'll get like a black wall right in front of you. And the way that you can do that is right through the forehead, where that energetic construct actually is comes through from the pineal gland. There's a energetic channel that ends up manifesting right there that goes all the way back to the gland itself, and it usually ends up going straight to the back of the skull, and it will go down into the brainstem. And what you can do is turn on the light inside your head and just start pushing everything forward right to your forehead, and reach in with your golden glove and just pull that right out of the front of your head, and you know, set it in your golden orb and let it convert or send it to source. You know, and these are all really simple things that you can do. Oh, wow. There is a ship right above me. Oh, wow.
Benevolent? Hello?
Yeah, definitely. Can you hear me?
I can, yeah. No, I'm saying hello to the to the ship.
Oh, wow,
and
that is... Huh. It's gone. Wow, that was absolutely incredible. That was the brightest one that I've ever seen. It just popped up, and it flashed a couple times, and it moved, and it disappeared.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
It's saying hello to you, Eric.
It's saying hello to all of us.
That
oh, wow.
is, that's validating. Very cool.
Okay. Geez, what was I even talking about?
Self-removal. Self-removal of implants, basically, is what you were talking about. So
okay.
let's talk a little bit about the energy exchange after you have removed an actual parasitic being attachment or their technology, which would be an implant. The energy exchange, the ever-important energy exchange. Exchanging the stolen life force energy for the miasma left behind.
Definitely. Okay, so when you pull these things out, there might still be some either small ones that you aren't able to really pinpoint, or like a residue, like a real nasty resonance that they leave over, because what they do is they set up shop inside the body, and then they spread miasma around them. And so it's almost like you'll see a solid black core of what's inside, but then it's kind of like black smoke that it starts spreading throughout the body to spread darkness and stop the flow. And what you can do is you make a construct of everything, because I used to keep everything in an orb until I was done with it. And what happened was when I'd stop paying attention to it, things would start escaping out of it. And so I just don't do that anymore. What I do is I get rid of everything as soon as I pull it out. And what I do in the end is I make a construct of or a memory of everything that I pulled out, and I'll hold that into my hand, and then I'll run that over the body at the same time from the head down to the feet, and then I'll get on the back side from the head to the feet, and then I'll get the sides, I'll get the bottoms, and the top. And what I have the client do when they're doing that is simply saying what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. And what you're doing is you're returning everything back that they've ever given to you. And so when you'll feel like it's almost like you've got a black hole inside your hand that's just sucking darkness out of the body, and you'll feel it when it stops. It's like a physical sensation when it's not pulling anything out anymore. And then you get rid of all of that, you send it to source. And then what you do is you gather in all the stolen energy, anything that they've ever taken from you, that you end up putting it into a ball right in front of the chest. And then since they've been using it, even though it's it's really interesting when you do this, actually, because when you return this energy, it doesn't matter how long ago it was taken or if it's been used already. You can't destroy energy. And so you're literally taking it through space-time, no matter what, back into the now. And so even if they've used it already, everything that they've used it for, you're literally taking the oomph out of it from the past. It's really interesting how that works. And so then you put that ball construct in front of the chest, and then you transmute it into a bright golden sun. And then you just start breathing it in with the abdominal breathing, letting it flow through your body, and you reclaim your power back. Everything that they've ever taken from you, you, bam, there it is. Got it.
And you can include the intention that this transfer happens across all aspects of who you are multidimensionally, all lifetimes,
yeah.
all timelines, all dimensions, all densities, and you can really sort of take care of all of that in one fell swoop with that energy exchange. And one thing I've noticed with the clients that I do removal coaching with, that this tends to be something that's fairly easily forgotten as you know, the important steps of removal, which is why it's important to talk about the, you know, just the intention of that energy exchange, retrieving the stolen life force energy, purifying it and reabsorbing it, as well as offering back to, you know, offering to, for transmutation that miasma or tone or vibrational sort of, you know, the vibration of the implant or parasite itself. It is actually a very salient point. So again, just walking people through it who are really just sort of beginning with the idea of doing removal work on themselves. The idea is to increase your flow of golden source energy, color, light, and sound in your own body, as well as, you know, the tool of dipping your hands in that energy so that you actually have the appearance of golden gloves, and noticing where in your body, as you've described some of the most common implants and some of the most common ways that we might notice this kind of interference, literally just going in. And I mean, really, your etheric body is an overlay of your physical body, so you can reach in to that aspect of yourself, into that area of your body where you feel that there's interference, and literally with your hand pull it out. And as you said, either, you know, in my experience, it's really only parasites that I've ever really had trouble containing. But, you know, squeezing the life force energy out and sending whatever it is that you've pulled out straight to the central sun or source for reconstitution or transmutation. So another thing that I'd like to talk about as far as recognizing parasitic interference, you know, we've talked a little bit about sort of the physical sensations associated with parasitic interference, but there are also a lot of emotional mm-hmm. indications of parasitic interference. And in fact, at least for me, that has always been more my experience. Not that I have not experienced physical components of interference, but at least for me, it's always been much more an emotional interference. So maybe we can talk a little bit about what people can watch out for instance, within their relationships with others, or what a trigger response in an emotional context would look like for someone who's being targeted specifically emotionally. And a lot of times this will be around traumas or, you know, parasitic programs that we're running or something along those lines.
Yeah, definitely. So people who start to really rise up out of the darkness and to start really feeling good inside their bodies, start spreading compassion, healing, and love around you, you are kind of a prime target if you don't know how to protect yourself, because what's happening is you're taking your etheric and emotional body and you're making it incredibly bright, and they don't want that. They don't want you spreading the light. And so one of the most common emotional things that you'll end up having happen is when you start feeling really good inside yourself, all of a sudden you'll be reminded of a past trauma through, you know, it'll be either something that pops up inside of you or it'll be like a situation or something like that that reminds you of it. And it'll start bringing you down. It'll start trying to put you into a depression. It'll put you into that victim mentality of when the trauma happened. And, you know, the negative vibrational frequencies are incredibly prevalent when these things start popping in because that's what they eat. You know, that's what they want you to feel. That's what they want you to exude out so that they can then absorb it in and use it for sustenance. And so when you are feeling really good about yourself, like and like all of a sudden you're getting depressed or you're getting angry or you're getting jealous, you know, those things right there, most of the time they aren't natural. Sometimes it is, you know, I'm not saying that those emotions aren't a natural thing. In a natural system, they are something that we have to learn how to transmute from the inside out. But here, they're most oftentimes put there. And so when you start feeling just really down, apathetic, really depressed, negative, you know, things along those lines, that's when you can really start looking inside and flowing the energy through your body, seeing where it gets stuck, seeing where you can't push energy through, you know, things along those lines. And it's always, always, always when you start bringing yourself up that you start feeling down, you start getting hits that you, you know, thought you'd been passed through a long, long time ago and you haven't had an issue like that in a long time. Those will actually start popping up. And, you know, there's actually an author that I was following for a while. She, her name is Elizabeth Hayden. And she wrote a series called The Symphony of the Ages. And, like, I'd never thought that I would be into romance novels, you know, but they're sold in the romance section. But it was some of the most original type of writing that I've ever come across in my life. She was talking about sounds, vibrations, the power of words, and things along those lines. And it's just an absolutely phenomenal story. And she got done with her third trilogy of this, and she went through an emotional breakdown. I mean, she completely and totally lost it, and she stopped writing for a long time because of it. And it was really interesting seeing how all that happened, because what she was putting out was the power of love, the power of compassion, the power of connectivity between people, and, you know, really standing tall against the darkness in the world. And that's what she put out on a massive scale, and she got hit so hard, you know. And it was funny because I was reading some of the things that she was talking about when she was going through this, and I was just like, oh my goodness, this woman was getting attacked etherically on a massive scale because of what she was doing, you know. And, you know, when you stand up like that and you really start putting yourself out there, we have to find the center. We have to recognize that we truly are powerful and we are bright, and it's a choice. It's a choice to feel that way inside. And, you know, when you start recognizing that it's not happening to me, I'm the one allowing this to happen, that's when you can start transmuting those dark emotions. That's when you can say, no, I don't want to feel that way. I am sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I refuse to do this anymore. And even if I have to fake it, I'm going to put that happiness out there because I eventually will make it regardless, you know. So.
Yeah, and along those lines as well, I think it's important for people to recognize that, again, the parasitic construct, you know, it really does work like an AI computer, an artificially intelligent computer. It knows where your weaknesses are, where your traumas are, and it will take those natural informational emotions, you know, emotions in a natural system are information, really, but within the parasitic construct, they're twisted and pathologized. And what ends up happening is that instead of a natural experience of, you know, having an experience that may or may not be traumatic and healing through that experience and gaining the wisdom and understanding through experiencing that, in a parasitic construct, we get stuck in a rut of re-traumatization. So something that should be, you know, experienced, healed, and then finished with, we end up sort of just sort of, you know, like a broken record, just going over it and over it and over it. So that's really something to pay attention to as well. If you notice that there's you know, something that is just over, really causes your emotional response to be overly extreme, that it doesn't feel like it's, you know, an appropriate natural response. Like you said earlier, there are situations in which it's important to get angry because the anger is information telling you that there's action that needs to be taken. But in a parasitic construct, the anger becomes rageful and it sort of ruminates. It becomes like a broken record within you. And you find that your reaction is very extreme. And the thing to recognize is that these are actually the places where we can really focus that inner work. And the truth is that once you heal through these, you know, these traumas that have been so useful for the parasites in order to keep you infiltrated or to target you, once you heal through one of those, quite often something else will come up right behind it for you to heal through that gets targeted. So it doesn't necessarily, you know, the inner work doesn't necessarily doesn't really ever end, but the more often in the now moment that you are vibrationally aligned to a frequency that keeps you outside of parasitic interference, the more of those now moments that aggregate together, sort of the more invisible you become to the parasitic construct. And if you become more troubled than you're worth, they really will shift their focus away from those who aren't giving up the louche, who aren't, you know, giving in. I mean, you know, when you stand strong in your power, in your source connected power, there's not really much that a parasite can do. We really are the ones in the power position.
Exactly. And, you know, it's almost a really important thing to have these types of systems going on because it shows us exactly what we need to work on. And, you know, we can bring stuff with us from past lives that we just don't remember, but we still have that trauma energy for. And we can heal the past lives. We can heal our DNA line. We can heal our genetics. We can heal, you know, our family from these issues that are, you know, a familial thing or things from the past lives. And it's really cool to actually see how when you dive directly into that trauma or whatever issue is being brought up in front of you and you start transmuting it and you start healing it, how the next one pops up. That next one doesn't have the oomph as the last one because they were going after your weakest link. And you can systematically eliminate every single chink in your armor that they actually get through. And like you said, you become immune to it. So, I mean, it becomes to the point to where you become such a well-rounded person, such a strong, emotionally intelligent person because of the direct attention that they were bringing to you by trying to bring you down, that it's really a powerful thing. You almost have to step back and say, thank you. You know, like I would have never been able to do this on my own if you weren't trying to, you know, really bring me down, you know?
I love it that you say that because that's exactly where I'm at these days with the entire parasitic construct. I actually have quite a bit of gratitude for the opportunity that it has presented in my own life for the inner work. And I'm really glad you brought up bringing things in from other incarnations because we don't have to know exactly what it is that we're healing to heal it. You don't have to get a past life regression and understand the details of where your trauma comes from. Some of it's ancestral. Some of it, you know, I mean, there's many different places where this energy comes in, and you don't have to know the details in order to heal it. The most important thing is remembering and recognizing that you are a powerful creator God, and that when you stand firmly in that power, when you have a parasite and a human standing side by side, it's not the parasite that's the powerful one, it's the human. And
exactly.
And so there's, you know, it's important for the listeners to understand that even though what we're talking about does sound kind of scary, there's really nothing to be afraid of. And in fact, understanding that this is what you're dealing with is incredibly empowering, because most people are going through their lives just feeling like they are broken and messed up and wrong in many ways. And we're here to tell you that you're not. You're not broken. You simply have forgotten the truth about yourself as a source energy connected creator being, really.
Yeah. How true. How true. We are literally the ones that we're waiting for. You know, we are ultimately powerful, and it all starts with that alchemical transmutation inside.
And yeah, absolutely. Doing the shadow work, doing the inner work, it really is the most important aspect of everything that we're talking about. Taking responsibility, refusing to identify yourself as a victim,
mm-hmm.
recognizing that you are, you have all of the tools at your disposal that you believe that you have, and you can create tools if you don't have them. I mean, that's one of the things that you and I are doing with this work, creating new tools every single day. And just to let everyone know as well, this removal protocol that Eric has developed is incredibly useful. But I would imagine that there are other people in the world, you know, there's probably a couple guys in rural China who are coming up with something really similar, and it's available to everyone. This is, you know, Eric has made it, you've made it really easy for us because you've developed this protocol. Thank you so much, by the way, for doing that and being leading edge. But it's important for everyone to recognize that this is not exclusive. You don't have to be a trained energy healer to effectively do removal work on yourself and eventually your loved ones and those around you.
Not at all. Anybody can do this. It's about the intention. And if you can visualize the intention with the golden light, you know, so much the better. It's a lot stronger for you to do it. But when you end up with people who can't visualize like that, that doesn't matter if you can't visualize it, because you're hooking into the resonance of source consciousness. You're hooking into that intention inside of you, because every single last one of us are directly connected to source consciousness. We are aspects of the infinite who are given individuality to experience the universe, and we've just been trapped in our own little corner, you know, and it's not the end. You know, we aren't stuck here. We aren't, because we came here to break the system, and that's what we're here for. So anybody who even wants to do this, just by the simple fact of saying, I don't want to be a part of this system, I want to break out of this, what you're doing is you're putting that intention into your body. And if you can't visualize it, you're going to be developing that anyway, just by simply doing it, just by simply trying it. And, you know, it's all about the intention. Like I was saying earlier, the body has amazing tools that every single last one of us can activate just by simply willing it to activate.
Yes, really well said. So for the listeners, once again, if you'd like to book a session with Eric, you can go to his website to do that, unleashingnaturalhumanity.com. Eric also has a YouTube channel, Eric Pilgrim, and this is where you can find the protection meditation video, which is all important. And if anyone would like to contact me, I don't have a web. I'm building a website. You can reach me on Facebook. I'm Beth Ann Carr. Feel free to send me a message. And we've got just a little under 2 minutes left. And I'd just like everyone to know that next week's show is going to be a Q&A. So anyone who has questions, who would like to have those questions answered without calling in, there will be some posts to look for on the Unleashing Natural Humanity page on Facebook, as well as the private group where people can post questions for our show next week. So any questions that you may have. And anything that you'd like to say just to finish up here, Eric, before we end?
Like you said earlier, that these systems, when we talk about them, they do appear scary. We're here to tell you that they're not. They need your fear. They will appear as scary as possible. They will try to drop you into, you know, really deep, dark types of emotions. That's so they can eat. That's so that they have food and sustenance. If you step up to the fear, you look it in the eye and you smile and say, nope, I'm not going to, your power is completely and totally nullified. It is completely and totally nullified, and a lot of people feel that they're a victim because they don't have any power over this. The power is inside of us. The power is choosing to turn off that fear response and saying, no, this is an energetic construct that we have complete and total control over, and we can do something about it, you know, and that's the bottom line. It's not about fear. This is about empowerment. This is about waking up the natural ability in humanity. This is unleashing natural humanity.
Perfect. Brilliant. Lovely. Fantastic show. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.